5:38 as we continue with this soggy Monday. Time to talk a little bit of sports. Okay, so I'm trying my best to become educated in Baseball.
Yes.
All right. So I read this article. Apparently, the people at Major League Baseball think this is a big deal. So I thought I'd run it by you. You're the resident sports expert.
Yes.
All right. So a guy, the Oakland A's, were taking on, was it the Angels?
Angels, yes. Okay. I see the video you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. So
you are fascinated by this because you've just watched it about 27 times.
Yeah, and it keeps looping over and over and over again. So apparently a runner is trying to make it to home plate, and the ball is knocked way the heck out into left field.
It's called a base hit.
Whatever. I mean, the guy just pounds it out there. And
the left fielder for the Oakland A's, the story here.
He rockets the ball from the outfield all the way to home plate.
And that happens occasionally. An outfielder will throw a runner out at home plate. What makes this story interesting is that this particular outfielder, Yonis Cespedes, threw out two runners at the plate in the same inning.
Yeah, first out and the third out.
Mm.
And what they're making this big deal about is that, okay, so the who is it that made the hit? Who is this here? Is this the...
is that Mike Trout? I can't tell.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what team is it? I can't see. From the
Angels are in red. The A's are in yellow.
So the Angels should have... Shut up. So the Angels should have learned we can't knock one out there to this guy and then outrun his arm.
Well, you know, occasionally the throw is offline or something, and with two outs, you're going to try to score the run in that situation, but...
Right. You also think, what are the chances of this guy throwing out two guys at the plate in the same inning?
Zero.
Well, this guy throws so hard, he's out in the middle of the field. He throws so hard, it comes all the way into the infield, takes a hop two-thirds of the way to home plate, between third and home plate.
There are other,
takes a hop, and just, it's burning.
There are many outfielders that have arms that strong in the Major League Baseball. In fact, most major leaguers have good arms. Mm. Usually the left fielder has the weakest arm of the outfielders.
I just find it interesting.
You got to find the video. If you're fascinated by that, find the video of two runners being tagged out at home plate on the same play.
That happens sometimes, too.
It has happened sometimes.
Whoops. Donald Sterling is back in the news.
Uh-oh.
He apparently... I don't know what this is about. Is he just trying to stir up trouble? Is he trying to make it look...
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. He's trying to rehabilitate his image.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too late.
He went to church.
Yeah, too late, buddy. Mm.
What do you mean he went to church? Did he go to synagogue?
He went to church at an African-American church in Los Angeles.
He went to a two-hour service at a black church in L.A. Now, here's what's sad about the story. He even hugged a black woman. So what? You know, I mean, why is that news?
If I was someone who regularly went to that church, I'd be offended.
I would, too. It's like, this is a house of worship, not a place for you to make your political stand.
I'm waiting for... And he made it rain on the church steps after the service was over.
Donald was declared mentally unfit to participate in the sale of the Clippers because he has Alzheimer's disease, apparently, according to TMZ. And so they're wondering if this is part of what he was doing at the church. Sources say the family trust states that if two qualified doctors determine that either Donald or his wife Shelley are incapable of conducting business, they can be stripped of their control. Apparently, that's what they did for him.
So, I mean, if we interviewed him and said, you know, what were you doing on Sunday? Well, you know, I even hugged one of them.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're just making it worse because
prayed with those people.
Thank you.
Right?
It's like, come on, man. You're just making it. Just why don't you just fade it? Take your billion, all right? Because you know the missus kept half. Take your billion and just go away. Just go live a nice, quiet life at this point. All right, what else is going on in the world?
Oh, well, Game 7 in the Stanley Cup last night. The LA Kings have advanced. We have a bi-coastal Stanley Cup final. The LA Kings and the New York Rangers will be going back and forth as they try to win hockey's Stanley Cup in the next couple of weeks. And the NBA Finals are set. It's a rematch, the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat.
And both of these sports should be over by this late spring and summer.
I blog about this today, that really, when you get into June, you shouldn't be thinking about hockey and basketball. But They like the dollars that are brought in by the long season, so they keep doing it.
When I was a kid, there was a year that the Boston Bruins were in the Stanley Cup Finals at the old Boston Gardens, which didn't have air conditioning.
Right, I remember those days, and the condensation on the glass you couldn't see, and the ice was melting.
You could see the ice melting. And that normally in between hockey periods when the Zamboni comes out and resurfaces the ice.
Zamboni!
When the next period begins, you can kind of see the streaks in the water from the Zamboni. This was the opposite. The Zamboni was being used to refreeze the ice. Because later on, I mean, you could literally see puddles that they had to skate through because they were playing hockey in June in an older building that didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Jimmy Johnson, big hero in NASCAR.
Well, he hadn't won all year, and now he's won two in a row. And apparently, Fox reported yesterday that he had hernia surgery in the offseason, which I would imagine is...
Well, by now he's fine.
Well, I know, but coming back from that maybe is attributing to a slow start.
Yeah, could you imagine having to sit at the vibrations in a stock car race and you've got a hernia that you've walked through?
Well, where was
uncomfortable.
It? Where was his hernia?
I have no idea.
There's hernia, and then there's, a hernia.
If you or I had a hernia and we had to drive from here to Chicago, we'd be uncomfortable. He's got to go 200 laps at 200 miles an hour.
Well, that's what I was asking. How long? I had hernia surgery, and it took me like a month and a half to feel. You wear that stupid wrap around. I called it my burrito wrap. It's a thing that holds
us, right?
Yeah. It's like a spandex thing. You wrap it around, and it makes everything feel better, and it kind of holds everything in place.
Gives you a slimming effect, too, doesn't it? I'm surprised you didn't keep it.
Really? You suck. But anyway.
I have to loosen this thing for the dairy breakfast. Excuse me.
It's time for the buffet. Stand back while I undo my truss. Anyway, so it was like a month and a half, and I was back to relative normal, you know? Anyway, WSAU, there's the sports for whatever that was worth.
You know what I wish? I wish I could be a parent back when we was all kids, because you didn't worry about stuff back then. Like, on Halloween night, when you were a little kid, how many of y'all went out with just your buddies for like 5 or 6 hours? Yeah. You didn't x-ray your candy. You were eating it before it hit the bottom of the sack. Just, needle, don't want that. How many of y'all rode in a car seat when you was a kid? Nobody. Car going 75 miles an hour, what are we doing? Jumping on the front seat. Go, Daddy. Go, Daddy. We didn't have airbags. That was your dad's arm. That was your airbag. We had metal dashboards. You just learned how to take a fall back then, man. We had a big old Chrysler Imperial. I'll never forget that car. Anybody ever do this when you're a little kid? Climb up in that backseat window dash? Laying there picking your nose, looking at the cops? That Mack truck would come up from behind. You'd be going like that. He'd honk his horn, your dad would flip him off, now he's trying to run you off the road. And seatbelts, hell, my dad used to cut him out of the car. That was the best time of your life when he slammed on the brakes. You flew out of that backseat window, man. You were like, that was cool, Dad. Wait, let me get back up there. Wait.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.